Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Samach Aleph. We're holding the top line of Samach Aleph, Omid Aleph. Before we begin, just wanted to make a short ha'orah on yesterday's blot on Samach Omid Beis at the very top. We spoke about that a person who goes into the Beis HaKisei, he should say, Hiskabdu Mechubodim. And Rashi explained the reason why he says that is because a person has Malachim that accompany him wherever he goes. So therefore, if he has to go in the Beis HaKisei, he says, Malachim, please excuse me, I have to relieve myself, I'll be out shortly. Did you ever say that when you went to the bathroom? So if we look in Siman Gimel of Orach Chaim and Shulchan Aruch, it says Kishi Kones LeBeis HaKisei Yoimar Hiskabdu Mechubadim. The beginning of the Mechaber says one should say it, but then he continues the Achshav LeNoah Guli Amrei. Today the minig is we don't say it. Says the Mishbura, why? Ki Ein Onu Muchzakim LeYirei Shemayim Shemalachim Melaven Oisanu. We don't consider ourselves to be on that high elevated Madrega that Malachim accompany us, so therefore we don't tell him wait as we go and relieve ourselves, because unfortunately we're not on that Madrega. That's very straightforward. There's a Dir Shu Mishnah Berurah, so this was shown to me by Ramodcha Marcus of the Koil, that the Dir Shu Mishnah Berurah brings from the Ben Ish Chai, that's throughout the week. But Friday night, when we go home, the first thing that we do is we sing Shalom Aleichem. Why do we sing Shalom Aleichem? Because there are malachim that do accompany us when we are going to home from the Bismedish. So what happens, therefore, asks Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, according to that Ben Yishchai, that we have malachim that are accompanying us. If en route the person says, oh, excuse me, one second, malachim, I have to go and relieve myself, I have to go to the bathroom, the chari should go and say, Hiskabdu Mechubadim, because the whole reason is because we're saying, we're not zoichet to yeah, but on Friday nights we are zoichet that they go home with us, otherwise we shouldn't be saying Shalom Aleichem. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says, nevertheless, one still shouldn't say Hiskabdu Mechubadim, given Shah malachim yoidim mamutul aleihem vasois, meaning that the malachim know that it's their job to go into the homes, and therefore even if the person is going to dilly dally because he has to go to the Beis HaKisei, don't worry about it, they know they have to go and join them. The reason is because the Ben Ish Chai says, why does malachim come with us on Friday night? They don't come to cover the Odom, they come to cover mitzvah HaKiddush, they come because of Kiddush Shabbos. So even if the person that they're going with is not one of the G'dayli Yisrael, he's just a plain, ordinary, wonderful Jew, they're accompanying him because of Shabbos, because of the Kiddush. So the fact that he's going to have to go and take a short break and go somewhere else, that's fine. They're going to go with him anyway when he comes out. He does not... So the boys say, if this ever happened to you on the way home Friday night from shul, that you have to go to the Beis HaKisei, says Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, you do not have to say Hiskavdu Mechubadim, even though there are many malachim that are accompanying you. But then he brings it, Chassam Soifer himself, Loi Nohag Loi Mebleil Shabbos Esapiot Shalom Aleichem Malachi Yashores Mishum Shakayoyim Ein Malachim Malavan Oysanu. He brings it, the Chassam Soifer said one does not have to say Shalom Aleichem, because malachim unfortunately are not Malava us. So apparently the Chassam Soifer disagrees with Ben Ish Chai and holds that the reason why the Malachim come is because of us, not because of the Kiddush and Shabbos. So therefore, if we are not the Zochet to be on the elevated Madrega throughout the week to have Malachim, so we don't have them Friday night either. But then he adds, Omnam in the Miluim, B'Shem Hamarim Shik, Chassam Soifer Noag Li'Oimroi Beinoi Lebein Atzmoi, V'Rak Machas Anova Li'Omer B'Kar, that he did say Shalom Aleichem, but he said it quietly, in a whisper, presumably because Chassam Soifer felt for the masses, unfortunately, Malachim no longer accompany us. So you don't have to say Shalom Aleichem. But Chassam Soifer knew that he was on a higher level, so he said it quietly, not to go and be Mefarsim here, I'm special. So quietly he did greet the Malachim and sang it after all.
How do you think this Gavlim Mechubadim?
That welcome. His Gavlim Mechubadim, honored guests, honored escorts that are joining me. I'm asking you kindly, Kedoshim, you holy ones, Mishar Seyelian, to recover the Klal Yisrael, and let me go just for a minute. I have to go away, but I'll be right back, etc. Like we said yesterday. Yes, absolutely. I thought this would be of interest, so I figured I would share with all of you. Yeah, most people do, I would say.
Now, even Talmidim of
Freshburg. Yeah, I understand. I think 99.9% of everybody says. I don't know of anybody that does not say Shalom Aleichem. That's the worldwide. That's what it says over here, that he said that one does not have to say it nowadays. And he brings here from Minhoge Balach Samfleifer, Loi Noag, Loi Mebelech Shabbos, it's a Piyat Shalom Aleichem, Neshekayoim, Ein Malach Marav Nisan. That's what he brings to them. Anyway, it's amazing. I mean, that's why I'm sharing it, and that's why we're going to continue on. Jok the Gemara, Samach Aleph Omed, Aleph Tap of the Omed. The Omed of Unamara. A person should speak succinctly. Don't be ma'arich. Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of Hashem. Shenemar, al tavay l'alpicha, uvelibcha al yimayr, l'hoitzi dovo lefnei olikim, ki olikim b'shamayim v'yata al oretz, al ken yu devarecha miyatim. This is a fairly lengthy pasuk, a pasuk in Kehelis. It's a little ironic. It's telling us speak succinctly, and it's a fairly lengthy pasuk to tell us speak succinctly. But anyway, L'choira is a bissel shver. What is Rameir come to be mechadish? The pasuk itself says very clearly, Al kein yu dvorecha miyatim. What is Rameir being mechadish? La'olam yu dvorev shel odam mu'atim lefnei kadosh baruch hu shenemar. Then he quotes a pasuk that says it word for word. Also, where does this come into our Gemara? So L'choira, the hemshech Gemara is that yesterday at the very tail end, you'll remember we said that Rabbi Kiva had the minik, that anything that ever happened, he always said, kol di ovid rachmon letav ovid, whatever Hashem does is always for good. So therefore, what our Gemara is doing a follow-up on that, and is saying, whenever there's chas v'shalom matzora that is affecting you, or affecting Klal Yisrael, of course one has to be mispiled to Hashem, that everything should turn out as best as possible, so to speak. But nevertheless, don't be marach and keep on talking and talking and talking. Just cut it down to a simple sentence. Everything that you do is for good. Please, however, do the following to be mamtik the dinim, or try to go and resolve any issues. One could also say that this relates to Abaye yesterday. We had three times Abaye yesterday that Abaye got a little upset and says, Loi lema inish hachi. The first one was in the case where Chas v'Shalom that there was some sort of a problem in the base of Merchot. So he says, the person's tefillah was, I hope, Baruch Hashem, I'll get out of this base of Merchot alive. I won't fall into crevices and to other problems down below. But just in case, Chas v'Shalom, if tehei misasi kapara l'chol avinoisai, if I don't come out alive, Kadosh Baruch Hu should be a kapara, some said Abaye, loylein me'inishachi, so liftach heim pelesotin. Don't go and say something like that, you pesach peh toynish. On the bottom, we had a second case, a person who's makis dam, he should say, Rabbeinu Shalom, I hope the umman who's doing this is going to do a good job, just in case he's not, forgive me that I'm going to the umman, I really shouldn't, I should be mispalled to you, elishanogu, but that's the minik. Said Abaye, no, you don't have to say that. There's an inyan to go to a roifei, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you don't have to be apologetic about the fact that you're doing hakazah stop. And finally, we had at the top of Samach Amud Beis that a person had to go to Beis Akisa. You should say Agam Tzatoyre Hiskabdim Chubadim. And then Abaye said, "No, Lele Minishachi. A person shouldn't say that. Till Meshav Kalei Diazli. But Rabbi should say Shemruni. Shemruni is Runi is Runi." So we had three times that Abaye said, Mister, think before you speak and shorten it and say something else or don't say it. So it could be that's a follow up. But the Gemara is again concretizing this thought. The best is Ma'ata Dibur is better, and don't speak so much.
Who says this?
We're learning it together. This is a communal effort, so we're going to go
together.
Yeah, that's what Einachan Amitaka says that, but the Meforshim say that this is talking about davening, and they said it's better to go and daven bekitzer. Person who is on that madrig and he can be marked with tefillah and the full fervor and the kavana about the good tzedakah. Yeah, but the person that the regular hamoinam on a regular basis daven not daven quickly, but daven bekitzer, don't be marach more than is necessary. Dorish of Nachman Barav Chizamai Tzedakah in the Bas Vayitzer Hashem Alekimes Odom Vayitzer. Why did it say Vayitzer with two yud? Bishnei yud. Ah, Shnei Yitzarim, Baruch Kodesh Baruch Hu, Echad Yitzar Toiv, V'Echad Yitzar Hara. There are two Yidin in the word Vayitzar. Two Yidin in the word Vayitzar. One's Yitzar Toiv, one's Yitzar Hara. Maschur Amach, Vayitzar Gamal Mi'ata. Behema, the Leksiv Ba Yitzar, Lesla Yitzara. Doesn't it also have a Yitzar? Look, a Chazin in the Maske V'Nashcha, Uboata. It has these wild tendencies. Ella, so what's more kasha? So, like Sibba v'yitzer. So, what do you want me to say? So, it should say v'yitzer. Shouldn't say v'yitzer. What's the more kasha? The Marsha in the back seems to believe on the surface that there is no v'yitzer at all by behemoth, but rather just says v'yivra l'kim, etc. about behemoth and chayis, and therefore if it just says v'yivra, it doesn't say v'yitzer. So the Gemara is asking, it should say v'yitzer with one yud. Why should it say v'yitzer with one yud? Because they have a yetzer hara. The behemoths have a yetzer hara. What's that yetzer hara? But it's maska and it's nashka and it's water.
That's teva.
That's your teva. Exactly. It would appear from the Marsha. The Marsha says it's not crystal clear. I'm sorry.
Not all animals have that. Have that teva.
You mean the fact that the other not the name of the V8s are just the name of the
otherwise, okay. Why would the base? Maybe. We're Samachal. I'm Daf Nem Aleph here in the Marsha. Says the. We'll look at the Marsha. Those that want to look at the Marsha, it's here Daf Nem Aleph in these Gemaras, and it says in Daf Samach Aleph Omed Aleph. Look at the Marsha. And we add to behemah the like Sibai Viyita. Avgav to behemah Vaday Lesli Yitzer Toiv. Which I don't have here. If they have a Matzah Lemichta Viyitzer Biyut Meyudin, you couldn't say it was Tuyun, become welcome for Yitzer Byud Achas, Havelin the Michtav Gabi Behema. It should say at least for Yitzer with one Yud. Then Marsha Yesh for Yitzer Hara. In other words, it appears that Marsha is saying that it doesn't say for Yitzer at all by Behemas, and therefore it should say it with one Yud. Not with two Yud. It doesn't have Yitzer Toy, it should do Mitzvahs or whatever. But at least with one Yud, because it has the Yitzer Hara. That's what the Marsha, do you agree that what the Marsha seems to be saying? Yeah. There's only one problem with this Marsha, is that in fact there is a Pasuk Vayitzer Behema, and that's the Pasuk Gimel. Apparently the Marsha was not Zoicha to have such a tired Yid like we have in our midst that was Menad of these beautiful Gemaras, because we see Ois Gimel, it says Vayitzer Hashem Malikin Menadama Kol Chayis HaSavis Kol Yishnam. It does say Vayitzer, and it says Vayitzer with one Yud. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Elamayat Behemet Lik Sibba Vayitzer. It does say Vayitzer. So, and that Vayitzer is referring to the Yitzer Hara. So what's going on? Exactly. Okay. Oh, so that's what we're getting to. So in fact the Rishash quotes this Marsha, the Rishash all the way in the back. We have to turn a whole bunch of pages. And he brings first the Marsha. This is on page Samach Beis of the Yalkut Meforshim Chodosh. And he first brings the Marsha. He says, "I am Marsha b'chidushi agodos, the tirutzay migumgum." Migumgum means the whole thing is not clear. In other words, it's hard to believe that the Marsha had fazain. He forgot. He didn't see. Yeah, that over here. That he didn't realize that there is a pasuk. Anyway, uli'inu kushiyase nearly the mashi hoyleches b'teva briyasa shloy lahazik. Veloser lemashmas ha'odem lemalacha velacharisha ulemasa ukiyoyte bezeh. That's nikri yetzer toif. So Rishash is a very beautiful pshat in the Gemara. The fact that a regular normal, we're talking about a domesticated animal. We're not talking about a lion or a bear. We're talking about a normal cow. We're talking about a normal shepsela. Normal animal can and is domesticated to do work, farm work, to go into harisha for plowing. You have a horse, or you have a donkey, it does masa, it does freight, it carries. Or if you have a shepsel, it gives you the wool. So all of these are, that's the yetzer toiv, so to speak, that it goes in its normal, regular teva briyasa, shalei lahazi. However, at times, if an animal gets, unfortunately, tachish and zarita, tzemish, if he gets bitten by some sort of coronavirus insect or something like that, who knows, then what happens? Then the animal can get rabies and the animal can go just crazy. It can go berserk and be mazik. Does Reik Digemara, El Meata Behema also has that propensity that it could have the Shtei Tzarim, the Yetzer Tov on its regular basis, and the fact, so the other Vayitzer shouldn't say with one Yud, it should say Vayitzer with two Yudim. I'm sorry? The two Yitzharim that we're talking about are not the Yitzhar Trev and the Yitzhara. We're talking about the Yoitzer, Yoitzer Ha'udam, meaning the Rabbi Nishleim, and we're talking about the Yitzhara. And what we're saying is that a person is constantly struggling throughout his life. Oili mi Yoitzri, but Oili mi Yitzri. What means Oili mi Yoitzri? Says Rashi, if a person does an Aveira on the second line of Rashi, and Eilach Acher Yitzri, if I follow my Yitzhara, Oili mi Yoitzri, then I could. Baruch has a taina. Why did you follow the Yetzirah? The Imloy Eilech Acher. And if I do not follow after the Yetzirah, only me Yitzri, I'll be Agene Berhurim. Every day the Yetzirah Hara is going to continue challenging and continue attacking. Just today, do one of it. Okay, yesterday you were tzaddik. But today, one of it, and you'll go on vacation, you'll do other mitzvahs. So only me Yitzri, only me Yitzri, that's the two Yud. This is a very famous Gemara. When Hashem Baruch Hu created mankind, he created Adam Rishon with two sides, two figures attached back to back, merging Adam and Chava together, one face, one front, and then the back was not a back, but it was another face and another front as well. Two people merged together by the back. Like it said in the Pasuk, Ochor v'kedem tzartoni. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you created me both frontwards and backwards. In other words, both sides were a total tzura, a total person. If Vayitzer means that there was a double tzura that Kodesh Baruch Hu created. Two tzuras, a tzura sa'adam and tzura sa'chava, both of them merged together from the back, as the Gemara explained. Vayivan Hashem Elokim Asat Tzela. Of course, the Goyim interpret Tzela to mean the rib. But Gemara Taish is Rav Shmuel Chad Omar, parts of means, normally parts of means a face, but here it's not just a face, it means a whole figure, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly. Chad Omar Zonav, the other one says a tail. The word tail is lav dafka, tail, like we think of it like an animal, just means an excess amount of flesh extending in the back. And from that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Vayiven, and he created Chava from that. So now that we're saying, according to the Chad Oma Partsav, that means that there were two faces, two figures, back to back. Oh, then I understand why it says Ochmiket Sabani, that the other Mauritian was created in a very, very unique way, both on the front and the back, two fronts connected. Elaman Yomer, Zonav, my Ochmiket Sartoni. It was just that excess flesh sticking out. It's not a Psagamta Ochmiket Sartoni. Kiravami Gim Rabami. Ochor the massive righteous the kedem the puranis. It says ochor the kedem satoni. Ochor means the final creation of the shivas yimei brachos, because we know that Adam Rishon was created on Friday, as opposed to everything else that was created already on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So he was the last. The kedem the puranis, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought an oynish on this world, the first one that was punished was Adam Rishon. Aha. So you want Bishlim Ochel Masim Rishis Ivri and Mali Shabbos. That's a double poshit, because look at the calendar, go through the first six parshias in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, and you find that the Adam Rishon was created on Mali Shabbos, it means on Friday. So I understand. Now, the Kenle Puranis, Puranis of mine, what Puranis are you referring to? Elam it Puranis the Nochash. Are we talking about the Eitz Hadas Puranis? Which is also Friday. V'atani Rabbi Yoimer, Bigdula Maschil Menagodl, Ubiklol Maschil Menagodl. In the Torah, when we want to go and show elevation, Gedula, we start from the Godl. Or we start chas showing something bad, we start from the car. Vigdul maschilim and a godl dichsiv yidav moish alahar v'ele alozer v'ele alozer v'bon avano yisorem kuas amincho. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was addressing Aharon and his two remaining sons, the two surviving sons, alozer v'yisorem, who did he speak to first? First El Aharon, and then El Aharon v'ele yisorem. So therefore, Vigdul maschilim and a godl. But Vigdul maschilim and a godl. Betchila niskalu. Nochosh. First the Nochosh was Niskalu, and then Lubsoif Niskalu Chava, Lubsoif Niskalu Adam, like it says in Parshas Bereishis. So Ibazoi, Frank Tanimura, you just finished saying a moment ago, Ocher Vakedem Tzartani. Vakedem means that Adam Rishon was the first one that was punished. So Chlisha Amis, the Nochosh was punished first, and then Chava, and then Adam. El Puranis de Mavel. We're not talking about the Puranis of that minor private Aveira of the Itzadas. We're talking about the public Aveira of the Mavel. Tachsiv. Vayimach es kolay kama shalpani Adoma. May Adam be ad behema, be ad oif ha-shamayim, chayis ha-oret, the gam tzamayis. So we see that Adam was the first one that was. Vayimach, the Puranis, they started. That's why it says, och v'ken in satay. Vareisha Adam, the hodr behema. Okay. Bishpon mo ad yom ha-parat, vayim tachsiv yitzer b'shnei yudim. If you tell me, Taka, that Adam Rishon was created like two people just merged together, fused together from the back, then I understand why it says Vayitzer Shnei Yudin, two Tzurais were born. Eleman Yom Zonov, maybe it was the Vayitzer. It's a kleiner, there's some excess flesh. Normally you go for surgery to remove it. I mean, what is the Gamz Vayitzer? Kerbshim Ben Pazi, Kerbshim Ben Pazi, Oy Li Mi Yitzri, Oy Loi Mi Yitzri. That's the word that we had at the top. That's the reason for the two yudin, that every time a person does an action, if he does a mitzvah, the Yetzer Hara is going to knock him down. If you're going to do a Yetzer Toiv, if you're going to do an Aveira, then the Yetzer Hara is going to cause him Gamza Tzuris. So therefore, whatever you do, you're getting Tzuris. In English they say between a rock, like a hard place, a rock and a hard place, something like that, yeah? So here too, a rock and a hard place, whatever you do, you're going to have Tzuris either from the right or from the left. Nobody's going to be happy. The fact that you're saying that there were two parts, two figures fused in the back, oh, that makes sense. Zochan Kei Baram, because you both created simultaneously Zochan and the Keva as one. Eleman Yom Zonov, my Zohar Kei Baram, it's not true. Kodesh Baruch only created the Zohar Adam Rishon. Subsequently, Kodesh Baruch created the Nekeva from that additional Zohar. Kirbavod, Yom Rabavod, Rami, Ksiv, Zohar Kei Baram. One pasuk says that they were born, they were created simultaneously. Uksiv, Kibitzelim, Kim, Asa, Esa, Adam. Smash were only Adam alone, and Chava only subsequently. Okay, so Petchila Olav b'Machshava Livroi Shnayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Taka initially wanted to create the two of them, Adam and Chava, as one. But afterwards, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol changed his mind. He only created Adam Rishon with that excess flesh sticking out. So those are the Gan Tzavas. If you're telling me they were Taka two parts Sufim connected back to back, confused together, so when Hakadosh Baruch Hu went and separated them, then he had to go and create for the first time a back to the individual. He had to close it up, do quick surgery, do a nice what do you say when you
stitch
go
stitch him up?
Yeah, but only stitch him up when you go to plastic surgery. So it should be nice and flat and nice and smooth and all the rest. Otherwise, it would just be a gaping hole there in the back. Just a small little gauze. You put on a band-aid, right? You took off that excess flesh. Okay, a gauze pad. Maybe a band-aid wouldn't be large enough. It's only talking about that small chatach, twice inch by inch, or 5 inches by 5 inches, even though it's a relatively small part, but that's also for Yisker Basar Tachtana. And Agamar doesn't say why, but it says elsewhere, said Adam Rishon shouldn't always look at the, or a man, or Adam Rishon shouldn't look at that spot and say, oh, to create Chava, they had to go and remove a whole shtickle from me. It would be a shtickle bizayin. So they closed it up. Everything looks nice and fine and good. And people are not going to remember that something was extricated or extracted to be able to go and create Chava. That's why it says Vayiven. In other words, if it started off as a small piece of flesh, and the Kodesh Baruch had now created from that Agansa Chava, it makes sense to say Vayiven as Atzelet. They took that small thing and made Agansa Binyan out of it. And among the other parts, it might be even. It's really a surgical operation to separate the two, but there's no new Binyan involved. Look at Shimon Manasseh. The Dorish of Shimon Manasseh might accept even Hashem as a tzeil. The Malamish could call a Kodesh Baruch Hu lechava veivia li Adam harishoin. Shkim krach hayam kodem lekli yasa bin yasa. Says Reb Shimon Manasseh that the word veivin over here is really referring to not creation, but that a Kodesh Baruch Hu made a braid in the hair of Chava so that she should look more presentable and more pretty and desirable to Adam. Why? Because in Krach Yayam, in the islands, they call Kliyasa that type of braiding of the hair, Biniyasa. That's the term that they use. Ah, so therefore, when it says Vayivin, it doesn't mean Hashem created Chava, it means that after she was already created, Kodesh Baruch Hu went and made a nice braiding so that she should look presentable, so they should get together. The Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't just make her as a regular person, but as a binyan oitzer. What means a binyan oitzer? Ma oitzer zeh kotzem lamal lebrochem matakin in kabbalas peiros. Out in the fields, when you're collecting together all of your fruits and you're collecting all of your produce, so then you'll notice in the big containers, the bottom of it is wider, and as it gets toward the top, it gets a little bit more narrow. Afisha, the same thing by a woman. The kotzem lamal lebrochem matakin in kabbal es avlat. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created a special womb inside the woman, so that when she becomes pregnant, it'll be Rachel Mamat, will be able to expand and expand and expand, even though it remains Ketzarim Mamat. So that's the Vayivan, because Baruch Hu gave that special koyach and a special and that anatomical features to the woman that you should become pregnant and have room for the baby. She invited the pastor. Viviel Odom and Vivi Belozar Melamei Chinasa Kodiborka Shushbin Odom Rishon. Kodiborka became like the interferer. The word Shushbin literally means a good friend, a close friend, but here it means that he was the one in charge of the whole chasana, took care of all the invitations, called up.
The wedding planner, the party planner.
It was up there.
Yeah, the collar originally, he braided the collars in.
Exactly. And now, so Kodiborka, it was on both sides. He didn't take sides of here. He helped out Odom, he helped out Chava. Exactly right. See, he arranged for the caterer, he arranged for everything.
Did you put it in, right?
It's a very good question. Mikan limited Eretz, she yachzer godel in cotton, mishushbinas, balgeralite. This comes to tell you that even an Odom godel, Kajboruch Kaviyachel, went and helped out the small guy, Adam Arishain, in his Shishbina. So, nowadays too, if you find a chasson or kala that needs a good friend to help them out with the wedding preparations, help them out by Yiriloi and don't feel bad about it and don't have a beer or grudge. Help out. Oh, now this is a very good theoretical, hypothetical question. What happens now at the time before HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the two, Adam and Chava? They were fused together. Who went first? Did Adam go first or Chava go first? She wasn't called Chava yet, because at that time she was still the other side, but regardless, but bottom line is Zachor and Kev Baron, they were both fused together. Which side went first, since both of them had hands and feet and nose and toes and all the rest? Which side? Presumably the Adam part went first. Why? But derech mafilhi ishtai. Person should never go in back of a woman, even if it's his own wife. Even though today secular etiquette is you let the woman go first, but that wasn't the way Chazal looked at it, and they say always the man should go first and the woman afterwards, mainly because of pritis and tznius in yonim. The person shouldn't be mistakel. So of course, in his own wife he can, but if you can allow his own wife, then presumably then he'll allow another woman. So like plug, they said men go first, women afterwards, so you don't have a problem of looking. When it's namely al gesher, what happens if they happen to be on a bridge, which, and it's a gesher tzad moed, and I'm sure if you have a moment, or Simcha will be happy to sing it for us, that it's a very narrow bridge, and then the problem is, what are you going to do? Yisrael Kimmel, the son, we should do is, as best as possible, he should try to go on the side to be able to eventually go in front of the woman, so he shouldn't have to follow her. If you're talking about a river situation where the people have to go through the river, and as a result, a woman will have to pick up her dress just to be able to go through. And if a person walks after a woman when she's doing that, it's chareil pritzis, and therefore a person should be very careful not to do something like that. He has to go in front and not go in back. A person who's counting out money to a woman from his hand to her hand. The reason why he's doing it, he doesn't just go and put it on the table, but he wants to go and gaze at her countenance, at her face, etc. He considers her to be pretty, etc. If he happens to be a grosser tamid chacham, and he's a grosser askon, if that's the reason why he's doing this commerce with this lady, he's counting out the money because he wants to look at her. So the Gemara is really emphasizing the importance of not looking at other women because of potential yetzahara, potential hurhurim, and potential harayis from distractions and yetzahara. Okay, we all understand. Right. Omar Nachman. Manoyach Amoretai. Manoyach, who was the father of Shimshon, he was Amoretz. How do I know? It says impossible. Yet Manoyach Achra Ishtai. We just learned what? If he would have learned the daf, he would have known that you don't walk after a woman, not even after your own wife. So the fact that he didn't know this, Chassimon, he didn't learn enough, is Amurit. We have similar psukim. The Gavi Elkanah, Gavi Elkanah, the Chassimon, Yelech Elkanah, Achar Ishtay. The Gavi Elishtay, the Chassimon, Yochav, Yelech, Achareha. Hachinami Achareha Mamish. When it says that Elkanah went after his wife, or when Elisha Hanavi went after his wife, does that mean Achareha Mamish? El Achri Dvorevi Achri Atzasa. When it says that he went Achri Ishtoi or Vielech Achareha, means he followed her advice. He followed her instructions. So Hachinami, so the same thing applies to the Achri Dvorevi Achri Atzasa. And therefore, this man Yamar respectfully disagrees and says that Manoyach wasn't an Amoritz. When it says Vielech Manoyach Achri Ishtoi, means he followed her advice. Oh,
Ravashi. That's not bad advice sometimes.
It's sometimes it's wonderful advice.
Why? Because otherwise,
yeah, exactly. If you don't, then Surah Sariris. Exactly. Remember, even though we have to all be the Bala boss, but we're the husband of the boss. She's the boss, and we're just the Bala boss. Amar Ravashi. Ulamaydik Amar Rav Nachman. Menech Amaretz. Oh, yeah. According to the first sheet, Rav Nachman held that he wasn't Amaretz. He was a grub Amaretz. A Philip Bey Rav Nami Leikaret. But not only he didn't know the psukim that we were quoting before, but a person shouldn't go after Ishtoi, but he didn't even know a pasuk in Chumash. Shenema b'tokim Rivka b'nariseh b'terkavna ala gmal v'telachna achrei ho ish. That Rivka went and she followed the ish. Who's the ish?
Eliezer.
Followed the ish. She said, Eliezer, only an Eved Avram. She went and followed the ish. She didn't go in front of the ish. So Manoyach should have known. If you hold a Manoyach Amoretz, he wasn't just some Amoretz. He was an Amoretz with a capital Ayin, because of the fact that he didn't even apostle in Chumash. He should go in front and not back.
Amoretz Teresa.
Amoretz Teresa. Very good. Brother Shai, you're cooking with gas. Om Rav Yochanan. Achoy de Ariv le Achoy de Isha. A person, if he has a choice, he's going on the road, he should rather go after a lion and not walk after the Isha. We just said, walking after the Isha. Yetzahara, Hirhurim, Tzaris. Don't. You should go after Isha, don't go after Avodah Zarah. Now, here it's not clear what means after Avodah Zarah. After all, Avodah Zarah is not animate. So perhaps what the Gemara means to say is that the Avodah Zarah is on the move. They're taking a statue and some
it's
sort
a
of.
Carriage.
It's on a carriage.
Parade,
a parade.
Like an animal. Like an animal.
In India, they worship cows.
Yeah, that's what many of these things. Maybe Avodah Zarah is alive. Okay. It could also be that the Gemara is telling us that we're going to see in a moment the Gemara says Achoy de Beis Knesses. It's certainly we're not talking about a mobile shul. So it could be that the Achoy de Avodah Zarah means don't follow after the Avodah Zarah. Don't go, if you have a church nearby, don't go in back of it, just go across the street. We have over here, the local church over here. Most people do not walk underneath the canopy. They will walk around it because the canopy is an extension of the Avodah Zarah. You're not supposed to walk into a base of Avodah Zarah. The Melitzer Rebbe Zatzal, who lived on 90th Street, would on occasion come to 91st Street. If he had to go, for instance, to this Beis Medrash, he didn't walk on this side. He would go and cross all the way to the other side of Western Avenue, walk down to 91st Street. Once he passed the church, then he would walk, then go back to the western side of Western Avenue to be as far as possible. He shouldn't be next to the Avodah Zarah. So it could be that's what Agmar is also saying. Don't walk after an Avodah Zarah. Because the Agmar continues on. Walk after an Isha rather than walking after an Avodah Zarah. Achor de Avodah Zarah, v'le achor de Beis Knesses. Go after Avodah Zarah, but not after the Beis Knesses. Here we're talking about two structures, Avodah Zarah and Beis Knesses. So what does Agmar mean? You should go after an Avodah Zarah. You shouldn't go after Beis Knesses. B'shor sh'ativa mispalim. Oh! We had this Gemara earlier on in our Masechta, that if the Oilim is davening, the Zman Shachar, Zman Mincha, people are davening, you shouldn't walk in back of the shul and not walk into the shul, because it looks like I'm not interested in davening. I don't want to go to davening. Everybody else, yeah, but not for me. But of course, there are many other types of circumstances. If he's not carrying something, if he's carrying something, people see. The reason why he's not going to shul is because he's schlepping something home, he's schlepping something to his office, or whatever. If he is schlepping something, less lamba, then there's not a problem. That this shul doesn't have multiple doors. Because the reason why he's not going into the shul from the back, because there's another door in the front. That he's not riding a donkey. We see that he's riding, so he's going from this town to another town or some other place. He's not wearing tefillin, because obviously he's showing his allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why he's not going into the shul is because he's going to another shul, etc. So it's only you have to look at the whole picture before you say
Loi Achoyrei Beis HaKnesses. These Tehillim don't work on Shabbos, one of the biggest problem.
Well, you can't go ride the Chamor on Shabbos, and you can't go and be Dori Midi on Shabbos. You can't. You don't wear Tefillin on Shabbos. But okay, so if I'm not mistaken, we had this Gemara already earlier on, back on Daf Chet, and I think the Gemara may have said that's only if there's only one Beis HaKnesses. Just like we're saying, this Beis HaKnesses has multiple doors. If there are multiple, then he can pass this one because he's going to another shul. Anyway, Anthony Moravai to Omer Rav. Yes, Bozoktir?
The Rav says you should go to a shul farther away from the house.
You should go to a shul, rather, because you should have Scharalich. Oh, very good. Shkoyach, Dr. Goldfarb. Omer Rav, Yetzirah Adoy Melizvul V'yoshabein Shnei Miftachi Halev. A Yetzirah is just like a fly that is in between the two openings of the heart. Shnemelech says in the passage, Zvuvei Moves Yavish Yabia Shemen Rekech. Zvuvei Moves, these are the Zvuvim that we're talking about, these dangerous flies, that they're Yavish, Chas Hashem, they can go and spoil the Ruach of a person. That Yetzirah, just like a Zvuv, can go and spoil Shemen Rekech. Meaning, if you have a Zvuv that dies, and now the fly that dies, it gets into the Shemen, people are not going to want to use the Shemen because, number one, they'll say it's disgusting, they'll say part of it is the moisture. I'm sorry?
Contaminated.
This Zvuv is deteriorating, and the little body pieces are all going to swim in the Shemen. So therefore, says Gemara, that's the same thing with the Yetzirah, that he's in Shnei Biftchelev, he can go and cause the whole body and the whole Ruach of this individual all to become repulsive in the eyes of Hashem, because of the Avedis that this person may do. He says that the Yetzirah is similar to a kernel of wheat. The word chatas and the word chita are of similar spelling. Well, this has an aleph, this has a hey, but at least the ches test part are the same. So therefore, it's like minchita. It's not clear what the Gemara is getting at. I can understand that the zvuv flies around and causes contamination and causes tzuris. But what does it mean that the Yetzirah is like a chita? I didn't see any mafarshim. If anybody has any thoughts, feel free to share them.
He says that Shmuel says that something that's so good in a person is attracted to the evil, just like opposites attract each other. So he likens it to wheat, which is very choice and fine.
That's choice and fine, and therefore that the opposites attract, and that's going to bring the Yetzirah in the person.
Once it was chita. So that's the
Yetzirah. Okay.
Because it's wheat. That's what we say by Pesach time. That when it rises, then it shows gaiva.
Right? So very good. Okay. So Baruch Hashem, we have lots and lots of Shein of Shotim. Good. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Goldfarb. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Uri, and thank you everybody else for nodding and agreeing. So now the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about the anatomy of a person, and although it's normally just, you know, these are things for doctors and to read about and to understand, the Gemara is going to say each one has a particular purpose, as the Gemara will go into some detail.
I like Uri's shot that the heat is it ferment. In other words, if you put a little yeast, you get a little bit of grain, it's a nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, it could rise up. So the chayt could start as little nothing.
And then slowly but surely.
Slowly rises to the situation.
Brother Shah, you've risen to the occasion. Tanurban, Shnei Klois Yishbiyon, a person has two kidneys. Achaz Yatzos L'Toyu, V'Achaz Yatzos Ra. The kidneys, one of them goes and gives him bad aitzes, one of them gives him good aitzes. V'Mistavra, the Toyu L'Minoi, V'Ra L'Smoilai. Since we have two, we don't know which one does which. Mistavra, the one on the Yemen is the good one, and the one on the left is the bad one. The Siv, Leiv Chochem L'Minoi. And Leif Ksil L'Smoilai. Everybody knows the famous story that happened in... And they lived for a yeshiva back in the Heim. Anyway, one of those yeshivas, they had a Shabbos Seder on Shabbos afternoon that all the Bochrim had to come and learn on Shabbos afternoon. Right? So there were two Bochrim there in the Bismedish that were talking instead of learning, the Mashgiach went by and he saw that they were just talking. What were they talking about? Why is there Biden? It's burning. Anyway, so he said he shouldn't be talking. Don't you know? Shina b'Shabbes Tanik. That's the Rosh Tevis, the word Shabbos. Shina b'Shabbes Tanik. So Shina, of course, a lot of people say that means sleeping, but Shina also v'Shinanta. That type of Shina, Shina, that's b'Shabbes Tanik. When you learn on Shabbos, it's a Tanik. So when the Bochrim said, with a bissel chutzpah, he said maybe the Rosh Tevis is not Shina b'Shabbes Tanik, maybe it's Sicha b'Shabbes Tanik. Sicha, that was Meret, that's the Tanik, and that's Rosh Tevis. So he said, Alech Omakra, Leif Chacham Limine. The Chacham puts the pintle of the shin on the right hand side, and the Leif Ksil this morning he puts on the left hand side. They put Shina and not Sicha. Sorry? I heard about 85 years ago. Anyway, Tana Rabban. I heard it, I saw it. Why is it out? Tanur Rabban on Kloyus Yatzis. Okay, again, we're going back to Kloyus. The kidneys give Eitzis. Leiv Maiden. After the Kloyus give the Eitzah, Rashi says, it gives the Eitzah and sends that message to the heart, so that the heart now starts thinking, based on that Eitzah, what do we have to do now? Kind of distills the information, and now forms some sort of game plan. And then, Lashon Mechatech. Then the Leiv sends a message to the Lashon, to the mouth, and the Lashon starts going and putting into deep. Deeper into words. What are we going to do? Then Pegoimer, and then the mouth kind of completes that dibur. The Veshet Machnas Umoitzi Kol Minimachal. To go and propel the engine, so to speak, then you have to go and put food and fuel into the person. That's the Veshet, that's the food pipe. The Konam Moitzi Kol. That's the one that ultimately sings or davens or prays or whatever. Reya Sheyev is Kol Minimashkin. The Reya is the lungs. They go and the shoyv. What does that mean? So if you look at the top, Rashi, the Alpha Pishay Nechnosin Bikeris Derech Aveshin Horeya Moitzitzosin V'Sheavosin Mibad Midad L'Defani Akeris. In other words, even though the food actually goes down the keris, however, some of that moisture is Sheavis is absorbed by the Reya, and I guess goes in eventually into the. The alveoli and those other wonderful things which are connected to the Reya, and then afterwards some of that goes to the Vena Cava, to the heart with the blood, with the Alagutazach. So there's the two work in tandem.
What's real? Lung?
Sorry, Reya is a lung, right. But you have the lung is connected, as you know, to the heart. And in the Vena Cava, we learned about it in the MT classes with Rabbi, that the blood goes to the Reya and then it gets purified from the carbon dioxide and it becomes oxygenized or oxygenized. What would we do without you? It's oxygenated and then it goes from there into the other, into the heart and all the rest. Good. Kavet koyis, when a person gets angry, his liver is getting angry. Mora, that's the gallbladder, zarekas by tipa, he goes and throws in a little bit of bile. Umenichase, and that kind of cools him down, then he kind of controls his temper. Tchoil, that's the spleen, soichik, causing the person to smile and to laugh. Kurkaban is the pipik. Pipik is in English, the fancy word is gizzard. And years ago, when they used to give out fricassee, so part of the fricassee was the gizzard. It's delicious, right?
Delicious.
I haven't seen people give a fricassee anymore. Now they think it's better to go and give out grass as your first thing, but it is what it is. What can you do? Anyway, the kurkaban toichim, so then they go and toichim, that means it grinds up, just like the kurkaban is like a stomach of the chicken or of the oif. So it's toichen, it grinds up, it digests the stuff in it. Keva, that's already talking about of the animal, that's one of the four stomachs. Yesheno, it goes to sleep. What it means it goes to sleep? Presumably what it means is that when a person, after he's eaten a nice large meal, and his stomach is now digesting all of it, it causes the person to become a little bit tired. Many of us get tired after supper, because the keva is hard at work, and that brings on shina. Af, the nose, neyar, that awakens the person. For instance, in the morning or at all times during the day, as we take in air through the nose, through the nostrils, that keeps us awake. Now, what happens if faket, neyar hayoshen, if what's supposed to be awake, the nose is supposed to be awake, hayoshen unfortunately fell asleep, and the yoshen, the stomach that brings on shina, haneyar, that active. So now the body is active, but there's no air coming in for the tires, so to speak, because the nose is never stuffed and there's no respiratory stuff. So then what happens? The person can deteriorate and that could be his end. Tana, im shneim yishenim, if both the nose and the stomach are sleeping at the same time. Ishneim neurim, or both of them are awake at the same time, yad meis v'chashon, the person can pass away. The Yetzatoiv by a tzaddik, the Yetzatoiv is a shoifet. Shoifet here doesn't really mean a judge, it means the one in charge. The Yetzatoiv is the one in charge by a tzaddik. It says in the Pasik, V'libi cholol bikiri. David HaMelech says about himself that he looked in his heart and it's cholol, it's totally hollow bikiri, meaning that I've been able to go and send away the Yetzara, and the only one that's left is the Yetzatoiv, and he's the one in charge. If you look at Rashi here on the right hand side, parallel to this Gemara, my Yetzer Toiv is in charge, and so therefore that Yetzer Hara, it's like he's dead. So therefore the whole lathe is hollow vis-a-vis the Yetzer Hara. Again, Rishoyim Yitzra Shoiftan by Rasha, the Yitzra Nebuch is in charge. Shinema Neum Peshel Rasha Bekerav Libi Ein Pachad Lekim LeNeged Einav. So Rashi explains that the Yitzra, that's the Pesha who's speaking to the Rasha, and he's saying Bekerav Libi, in my heart, Ein Pachad Lekim, don't have Pachad Rishloim. You don't have to worry about God. He'll, you know, God is a nice guy. He'll take good care of you. You can do as many Avedas, and Hashem has so much rachmim, so much mercy and compassion, nothing to worry about. So that's the Yetzirah is in charge. Beinanim zeh v'zeh shoiftan. By a Beinani, then both are in charge, both the Yetzirah and the Yetzirah. That's why sometimes they're always fighting. Shenemar yamed l'min evyoin l'hoishia mishoiftei nashrei. Kodesh Baruch Hu goes and stands l'min evyoin to the on the right side of the poor guy to go and save him mishoiftei nashrei from these two shoiftim. So Remorcha Marcus from the Koil showed me B'Shem the Yismach Moshe, what do you mean Hashem has to save him Mishoiftei Nafshin? That means from the two Shoiftim. But maybe that Hashem has to save him from the Yetzer Hara Feshteach. Why do you have to go and save him from the Yetzer Toiv? Says the Yismach Moshe, because everybody has a particular tachas at a particular time, and sometimes the Yetzer Toiv can go and mess around. I remember when I was in yeshiva in Beryankiv many, many years ago, so Rav Volbe said, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yisusuru Achri Levavchem Yachri Nechem. Why did it say Levavchem, not Libchem? Because for Shtei Yetzer Toiv, Yetzer, but Lo Yisusuru Achri Levavchem, you only go after the Yetzer Hara, you're not going, why would it say Lo Yisusuru, don't go after the Yetzer Toiv? So he said, that's talking about the Zman Seder, Zman Yeshiva, you're supposed to be there, all of a sudden, oh, I gotta go to a bris, I gotta go to a chasen, I gotta go to a demonstration, I gotta go to a, I gotta go to Nicham Avelim, I gotta go to a Levaya. All of a sudden the Yetzer Toiv thinks about wonderful things to do. Now he's on for Seder. Between Sedarim, whatever, when you can go and find them, and that doesn't mean you shouldn't do any mitzvahs at all. It just means if your tachlis at this particular time is to do one particular mitzvah, don't let the Yetzer Toiv drag you a cup and say, go and do. So he says, sometimes, so that's what Yismach Moshe says over here. Hashem has to save us too. Sometimes even from the Yetzer Toiv that tells you to go, don't come to learn today the daf. Yeah, you'll learn the daf later on, and of course you won't learn later on because you have other mitzvahs to do, etc. Yes, Reb Simcha wants to say something. Yes, please.
The Chai's wife passed away.
Yes.
So everybody wanted to have them in their cemetery. She says he wants her to be buried to the poor person, the poor people. Why?
Okay.
He says, down them the Avion. He says, of course, what says by the poor people, Avion is poor. But a Shibishev, so in the Mishpat upstairs, a Shibishev and Upshev. The person lives as a poor person in this world, and when he comes upstairs, a Shibishev, then he, of course, both stands and helps him in the Mishpat.
Very good. Beautiful. Says Dr. Rava, okay. Amar Rava, ki goin anu beninim. So Rava says about himself, we guys here in Bismarish, we are like beninim. In other words, we're not tzaddikim, we're not rishoyim, we're in between. If you're going to say that you're the Beinani, what is the rest of the I'm going to go and say? You are from the Tzaddiki Ador Rava, you're not just a Beinani. If you're going to say you're a Beinani, then the rest of us are all going to be Chas Hashem Rishoyim. Because Boker created the worlds either for the Rishon Gemurim or the Tzaddikim Gemurim. The Gemara doesn't explain yet what that means. We'll see another line that's referring to Achav and Chanina ben Doisa, like Rashi says already now. We'll see a moment. A person has to go and analyze on a regular basis, make a cheshbon and nefesh to figure out, is he a Tzaddik Gemur? Is he not? Omerav le'ivri alma. That's what we said before, just a moment ago. Le'ivri alma elder shi gemurit tzadiki gemurit. What we're talking about is either for Achav ben Omri, that means the famous or infamous Achav, and Chanina ben Doisa, the great tzaddik, the dialogue b'kav cheruvim erev Shabbos erev Shabbos.
Why did they pick on Achav?
I mean, it's slightly. The Achav ben Imri or Omri ha'olam hazeh. So when the Gemara started off by saying Ivri Alma, we're talking about both Olamas, that the two Olamas that the Kodesh Baruch Hu created, the Olam Hazeh and the Olam Haba, the Olam Hazeh is for the bad guys, that's for the Shon, the Achavs of the world. Achavs considered to be one of the worst of all the generations. Reb Chanina Mendoza is considered to be one of the greatest tzaddikim that ever lived, so Olam Haba was created for him. So the world was not created for the Beinonis, they created the Olam Hazeh for the bad guys and Olam Haba for the good guys. Yes, Dr. Goldfarb, everything already fended. I agree. I think that are you about to publish a sefer on Shas? This would be a very good point. I don't know why. We could think of some other terrible people throughout history. Homer of Russia and in the World War II. We can think of some bad guys. Yes, was up there. Yes, yes.
So you go first. Okay. I was saying it's interesting that Rava says a person should know himself as the tzaddik.
Yeah.
The last line before that, Rava said the kind unknown.
He's a Benini, right? Yeah. Isn't that cute? Interesting point.
Tanya.
Sorry?
The whole time is about being a Benini. That's a Benini already. That's
a step in the right direction.
Rabbi Newman has some.
Yes, Rabbi Newman!
So I wasn't clear what the answer was that Rava's saying. How is this answer that Rava says about himself that he's a Beinoni?
So Sabai is arguing with Rava. He says, Rava, don't call yourself a Beinoni, because you're going to call yourself a Beinoni, you're not going to leave anything left for the rest of us.
Right.
So you're not a Beinoni, you're a Tzadi Gomer, and don't prava another yet. It's nice for yourself, you should be an honor, but for the world, you're a great Tzadi.
Everybody thinks they're essential.
Have that joy. Him and Rav himself says that. So how well, the Rav didn't say, the Rav said it, no? Amar Rav Ivri Alma. The Rav also said, Amar Yabai Lishem Rav. Amar Rav. So both Rav and Rav say the same thing. I guess Rav is saying we better strive. We are like Avis. We got to try harder. We got to become Tzadikim Gemurim, because otherwise they're going to be stuck in between both worlds.
Maybe Rav means, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that a person should always see himself Kamech Salmechza, and that everything that he does is going
to. He hit. He said that it says Gemara in Psechdes Sanhedrin. It says other places too. That when a person is should always see that he is a Mechza al Mechza Jew. What means the Mechza al Mechza? Half Mitzvahs and half Averis, and that Chas Hashem, he does one Avera, then Chas Hashem is Mashpul himself totally down. One Mitzvah, he elevate himself, because at the moment we're exactly 50-50 on the scale, and therefore that's why you should consider yourself a Beinoni. We've never risen to the occasion. We got to do more and more and become a Tzadik Gomer, and then Jake. So give me more back. In the Mishnah we said that a person has to make a bracha on Chas Hashem, something bad that happens, just like he's Mavorech Alatev, something good that happens. And then the Mishnah brought a raya from the Hafta. The ultimate raya was from the fact that B'chol Meyadecha means B'chol Midu Umidishu Moidilach, no matter how HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats you, whatever treatment he gives you, you always have to go and say thank you. But before that, the Gemara brought a further discussion of the Vihafta. And now we have a repeat in the Brice, the Tanya Blaza Oimer, and then B'chol Nafshecha, L'mnem B'chol Meyadecha, L'mnem B'chol Meyadecha, L'mnem B'chol Nafshecha. Vihafta is Hashem Al-Kecha, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Meyadecha. Why do we have Nafshecha and Meyadecha together? Zog the Gemara, if a person loves his physical body more than his money, you have to be willing to give away your whole neshama, your whole nefesh, your whole body for Kodesh Baruch Hu. If a person whose money is more chavah migufay, that's right, b'chol meidecha. Normally when we read a gemara like that, a mammon chavah lo migufay, we say, yeah, these are the people that are greedy, these are people that are only money, and that's why the mammon chavah lo migufay. However, in the Mefarshim it says, and this is in fact referring to tzaddikim who earn their money honestly, and therefore every prutah to them is very valuable because they struggled and worked hard to get that drop of money.
Like Yaakov Avinu.
However, there are other people, unfortunately, not in our mitzvah, but there are people in Alaska and other places like that. I'm sorry, people in Alaska, I don't mean to chip with you, but there are people, unfortunately, earn their money dishonestly, so it's easy come, easy go. No, I got some money, somebody stole from me, I had stolen from somebody else, it's all, you know, the money just keeps on circulating from ganef to ganef to ganef. So therefore, as far as he's concerned, the moment is not so chovid, because what I lost today, I'll make up tomorrow, I'll steal from somebody else. Anyway, if the mom is more chavit, you have to love Hashem every way, kuf, moment, etc. Now the Gemara tells one of the most famous stories that everybody knows. People should not learn chulila. But Papas ben Yehuda, Matsoyga Bekiva Shay Mako Kilus Barab of Oisba Toira, he said Rabbi Kiva defied the government, and in fact not only did he learn privately, but he made a public demonstration, everybody should come and learn, and give him shiurim and drushes. Omaloi. Akiva, aren't you worried about what the government's going to do to you? Lishual, that's a fox. That was walking on the river banks. He saw a fish. They were getting together in the water. He said to them, what are you always constantly swimming around and fleeing? Because we're always worried about nets that people are going to put into the water, they're going to capture us, and they were always kind of running around and fleeing. Would you like to come up over here and you won't have to worry about the nets of the fishermen? Just come up here to the surface and we'll live together as a happy family like we used to live years ago. I don't know when they ever lived like that years ago, but this is the way the fox is trying to trick the dog and the fish, and he told them something very, very fishy. As Omulai, so then they responded, you fox, you're going to outfox us? Did you think that everybody said that you happen to be so smart and so brilliant? Tibish and imbecile. Where we have our life here in the water, on a misyarim, we're afraid every moment what's going to happen. But Makam is to say, if we go on dry land, we're certainly goners, because a fish can't live without the water. We're certainly not going to live. So what are you giving us these stupid aitis? That is the mashal. Now what's the nimshal? Says now Rabbi Kiva to the Papas ben Yehuda, that's our lifeblood, that's our whole way of life. If you're going to chas v'sholem not learn, how can we possibly live without it? The Torah, that's our water, the water of the dogim. The Torah is our life circulation, our lifeblood. Without that, impossible. And that was the discussion. Amru, so then they told the story, the law, Yom Noat, and it didn't take long. Then in fact the government taka clamped down, and they took Rabbi Kiva and they put him in jail. They also captured Papas ben Yehuda. It doesn't say what. Maybe he was just maybe a parking violation. He parked on the wrong side of the street. Whatever it was, and they went and put him in jail right next to Rav Akiva. Amalei Papas, mi haviyecha lekan. So Papas says now to Rav Akiva, who brought you here? Amalei Ashrecha Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva said to him, Papas, who brought you here? Amalei, so Papas ben Yehuda says now back to Rav Akiva. Amalei Ashrecha Rav Akiva. Shenit pastal di. You, they captured, at least you were moisenafish. The Torah, me on the narishkain al alaminishdusim. Notice the Mefarshim point out that initially when Papas ben Yehuda addressed Rabbi Akiva, he said to him, "Omalei Akiva, iatim asari." He didn't give him any respect, just Akiva. Here, now that Rabbi Akiva is in jail because of the Torah, he said, "I see you're right." Amalei Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva. Now he already gives him deference, and because he said, "Because you talk a moisen nefesh for Torah, and therefore you are a great man." Now the Gemara tells Shoshaitzias Rabbi Akiva Hadriga, when they took out Rabbi Akiva Nevach Rachman with Kol Nariga's man Krishma. There was a time for like Krishma for Yisarkim Masarim Masreika Shobarzel, and Nevach, they were going and they were stripping his flesh by taking this terrible combs made out of barzel, made out of iron, and they were Nevach going and killing him in that fashion, which of course was very, very cruel and a great torture. And at that time, at that very moment, he started saying the Krishma, even now in these terrible moments, you're still saying those. Throughout my lifetime, I was always mitzar. We say b'chol nafshecha. It was Rabbi Akiva that said a few lines ago. What means b'chol nafshecha? Afilu noitelis nafshecha. And this handling words, afilu noitelis mishmascha. Amarti. So I said about myself, Masa yovili yodiv akaymenu. When will I ever be able to mekayim this b'chol nafshecha? V'achshev shevoli yodi. Now that I have this opportunity, oyakaymenu. Shouldn't I be mekayim it? Oyimarach be'echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem again. You never got to be a hafta. Hashem echad. Atchiyotan ishmosa be'echad. And never his. He expired, he passed away saying the word Echad. Oh, your nishmas and shem went up yachad when you were the kabel oil malchus shemayim on you. Om malachi shalom nichash baruch hu zutoyim v'zchara. This is the Torah, that's the Schar. Mimsim Yodcha Hashem Mimsim. What does this pasuk come to tell you? It says Rashi, Mimsim, the Nisa that you inflicted on Rabbi Kiva should come Yodcha. Mimsim Yodcha Hashem, not from these Goyim Arurim that Nebuch tortured Rabbi Kiva. You should be the one that have caused the Misa. Why did you allow for this terrible Misa to Rabbi Kiva? Amal answered, Kodesh Baruch Hu answered, Chelka Mechaim, that's a continuation of the same pasuk. Chelka Mechaim means the real life of Rabbi Kiva is not here down below. Here in Olam Hazeh, the real chelik of tzaddikim, like Rabbi Kiva, is b'chaim, the ultimate chaim Olam Haba, where they are together with Malachim and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yet we ask of the Amra, Asherah Rabbi Kiva, she'ata mezumah l'chayu Olam Haba.
This Gemara is brought in. When Moshe has shown his fate, I think Gemara Menachos, he's the one that says Zutor v'Zus Korah. Mm-hmm. Hashem answers, "Be quiet, or I'll turn the world back into water."
True, yeah, absolutely.
It's
right.
A different. It's a whole different.
A different nusach. It's not inconsistent. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke this. Malachim said that.
I think in the Malachi say. Also Zutor v'Zchora. And from the
yeah.
And of course, was if that's the case, I'll be back over to Torah Vayu again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
So, the Malachim can see Olam Haba.
The Malachim can see Olam Haba? Dr. Goffa, people think of you as a Malach, so I can understand why you know all about Olam Haba. I'm just a Pashta. I'm not even a Beinoni of Rava, so what do I know about Olam Haba? Okay, anyway, let's continue on. We had earlier in the Mishnah that when a person is standing facing the Shaar Mizrach of the Beis Hamikdash, he shouldn't be makeless Roshi. In other words, he should go and walk and act with great reverence and awe and respect, since he's looking towards the Beis Hamikdash. And even though the Beis Hamikdash Shaar Mizrach is just the beginning, that's not even the Azori yet, it's the Chil, the Ezra's Noshim, but it's all Mechum Gineg Beis Kodesh Kodoshim, because when you open up all of the doors from each way, you keep on going straight to the Beis Kodesh Kodoshim. So if you're doing something which is frivolous, then you're facing the Kodesh Kodoshim. So don't do that. This has to be what happens if a person is here in America and he's looking all the way towards the Beis Hamikdash. Are you going to say he can't go and dance or do a sing or whatever because he's facing Keneged Shaar Mizrach? It's got to be Menatzoifim Lefnim, that place, presumably from Haaretz Tzoifim or from a place in Yerushalayim where you can actually see the Beis Hamikdash from where you're standing. Oh, then you have to be careful about not being Mekel Roishay, not acting in a frivolous manner. Well, why does he add the word uberoya? If he's min atzoifim lefnim, that means he sees. Uberoya would seem to be redundant. So Rashi says, see Rashi on the right hand side, five lines from the bottom, uberoya sheyochel lirois misham prat imokim nomachu. So for instance, we're talking about har hatzofim, where from there you can go and see the Beis Hamikdash, but maybe only if you happen to be at the top of the mountain. What happens if you're beinoni, halfway down the mountain, or you're the foot of the mountain, then you might not be able to see. So it's got to be that you are in a place where you can see physically from where you're standing, therefore in that type of place, l'yekel adam is rashi. It manami of Reb Abba, b'rei dir Reb Chiyah bar Abba, hachi of Reb Yerchon, li'omra el menasoy falafnim, u'b'rayim. And he adds, u'b'she'en geder, where there is no fence, there's no wall. U'b'zman sheshchina shoyer, b'zman sheshchina shoyer means when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. Unfortunately today, no Beis HaMikdash, then this rule doesn't apply according to this man d'yamar. But as we'll see in a moment, it's not so simple. Tanur Rabban hanifnam b'Yehuda, a person who lives in Yehuda, and he has to go to the bathroom. Lo yifnam mizrach umarev elat sofein v'dorim. When he goes, he should make the toilet in which he is sitting, where he is facing, it should be sofein v'dorim side and not mizrach umarev side. Rashi explains that Yehuda had a very broad piece of land that went from right to left, meaning from all the way from the Yarden all the way to the Mediterranean, to the Yamsuf, from Jordan towards Egypt. He had a middle strip of land. East to west. Good. And in the middle of that east to west was Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash. That was in the middle. So therefore, if you're going to be to the right, to the east of the Beis Hamikdash, or you're going to be to the left on the west of the Beis Hamikdash, and if you're going to be Nifna, if you're going to go to the bathroom, then you don't want that either your front or your back should be facing the Beis Hamikdash, but rather go and set up your bathroom in such a way that you should be sitting tzof in Vidarim. So therefore you're not, your front and your back is not exposed, so to speak, towards in the direction of the Beis Hamikdash. Or be gone, if you happen to be in the Galil, that's north of Yerushalayim. Like if Nehal Mizrach Amar, Dafka, your bathroom should be made in such a way that it should be perpendicular to the base of Midrash, not parallel, not facing. So therefore, even if the El Mizrach Amar, but not Safin Vidarim, because Safin Vidarim means that you're north of Yerushalayim, north of the base of Midrash, if you're going to be Safin Vidarim of that order, in this case, Begol Safin, what's going to happen is that you're going to be facing and you're going to be exposed before the base of Midrash. Rabbi Yosi Mati, Rabbi Yosi said, Nishkefer. Why? Rabbi Yosi, oh, you mean the also the Roy, yeah? You can see it here on the way in the Galil, you don't see the base of English. Who Mokim Shein Shom Geder if there's no war? With Manche Shechon and Shoyed in the time of the base of English, which unfortunately is not the case at this time. The Chachamim Oysim Chachamim say, no, it's still Osir, Osir. Frank Dimar Chachamim Hayat Tanakam, and that Tanakam already said that it's Osir. So what the Chachamim now adding on Oysim? Ekev and Ayut Tzedodim. What means if you're not exactly parallel, you're not exactly perpendicular, you have to be a little bit to the side, at a kind of at an angle, is that permissible or not permissible? So that's the machloket between the Tanakama and between the Chum. And the Chum says Rashi, they would hold that Tzedodim would be mutter. That since it's not Negidu Shalayim Mamish, it's at an angle, that Shernish Kefelech. Tanakam is much more stringent, and Chum here are more makel in this Allah. Tan Yidach, and if the Behuda, the Yidnam is, yes, Rabbi Newman.
How did we get from the first, it says that you shouldn't be facing Mizrach because that's
direction toward Yerushalayim.
Because you're without Shem.
Right.
But if you're facing from the north or south or whatever it is, you're not facing Kodesh Kodesh, there's no Tavahasa. But now we're saying wherever you are, it's you can't be Mekuvan.
We have to allow people to relieve themselves. If we tell them that any direction you are, you're towards the base of Midrash, then you wouldn't be able to leave yourself. You have to go first in the spaceship, I guess, and then leave yourself and come back again. So you have to do it some way. So if you're living in Yehuda, we're assuming you're living to the east or to the west of the base of Midrash. You could theoretically be living in the part of Yehuda which is to the north and to the south, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about leaving to the east or towards the west. So that being the case, when he has to go and do his tzurachim, he has to set up his bathroom in such a way that his front and his back should not be exposed in the direction of the base of Mikdash. So therefore, if you're going south from Vidarim, you're now perpendicular to the base of Mikdash. If you're going Mizrach Amarev, you're now parallel to the base of Mikdash. So, it's good? Next question.
It wasn't clear.
Still not.
What I'm saying is, the original Kavana seems to be that you should be Mechuban Keneged Mizrach, because that opens up to...
Exactly, Shah. Mizrach and the Kodesh Kodesh. Exactly right.
But otherwise, it's not Mechuban to the Kodesh Kodesh. You know, in other words, we face the base of English, but it's not Mechuban to the Sha'arim that open.
So if you're on the east of the base of Midrash, you're taka towards the Sha'arim which open up. If you happen to be in the west, so then you're from the back side of the base of Midrash. You're right. And it wouldn't be towards the Kodesh Kodashim from the front, it'd be towards the Kodashim from the back.
So now we're just saying in general.
We're expanding, exactly. Be very careful on both sides. You shouldn't be exposed in that direction. But in Tzofim Adarim, it would be okay. Is continue on the Gemara of Vayit. Tan Yidach. Hanifna Bihud. This is the two lines before the narrow lines on the bottom. Tan Yidach. Hanifna Bihud. Yifna Mizrach Amarev. Like we said, Tzofim Adarim. Ubi Galil. Tzofim Adarim. Asur. Because then we're assuming that you're connected to the Beis Hamikdash, you're to the northern side of it, of the Beis Hamikdash. Mizrach Amarev. But when the Gemara says Tzofim Adarim in the Galil, so you're thinking to yourself, you can't be Dorim of the Beis Hamikdash in the Galil. What he means is that direction, Tzofim Dorim explains Rashi, whether or not you are sitting with your front exposed towards the Beis Hamikdash, or you turn around and your back side goes towards the Beis Hamikdash, either way is Asur. Therefore you should do a Mizrach Amarev, that you're not exposing your front or your back, only your side. So that would even mean that's okay. Rabbi Yosi Mati, again, Rabbi Yosi Omer, they also have a Roya, only if you see. If you're in the Galil, you don't see. And even if you're in Yehuda, unless you're within Tzoifin and closer, you don't see. So not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bizman Shem Bizman Shkayim, Osir, Bizman Shem Bizman Shkayim, and Mutter. You know, Bizman English, you don't have to be concerned. Rabbi Kiva, Oisim, Chomokim, everywhere. Pray to Rabbi Kiva, Hayna Tanakam. Isn't that the same Tanakam that said, you're not allowed to do it, so Oisim, Chomokim. Ikimanai, Chutz La'aretz, it's one thing that you're living in Galil, or in Eretz Yisrael, or in Yehuda. What happens if you're living in Bavel? You're living in Paras? You're living in America? Do you have to be concerned about this? Says Rabbi Kiva, b'chol markon, even chutz l'aretz, you have to be concerned. The Gemara told us a real live story, a very fascinating story. Rabbi Avishadion Le Livni Mizrach Umar. Rabbi obviously lived in Bavel. He lived outside of Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't want to have this problem, even though the Beis Hamikdash was not standing. And so, therefore, when he did the construction in his house, he made sure that the outhouse or the in-house or whatever he used as the bathroom, Havishadon Le Livni, Livni means the bricks, were set up Mizrach Umarav and not Tzofen V'Dorim. Because since Bavel is obviously it's a Tzofen of Eretz Yisrael, so he didn't want to face Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, he did a perpendicular Mizrach Umar. Ozel Abaye, Abaye wanted to test to see whether Rabbah really meant it, and that's why he was Mechavan Dafka, or Lam Dafka, you know, you have to put the toilet somewhere. He made it this way, that way, that way. So what did he do? One day, when Rabbah was learning in his Medish, Shadinu Tzofen V'Dorim, he went and changed the whole thing around. Obviously, he didn't go and do the whole construction of the bathroom, but at least the Mokum HaYeshiva, the toilet part, he went and put the Livni in the other direction.
Porcelain.
Yeah. Oh, porcelain. Okay.
Anyway, this is bricks. It wasn't porcelain. This is bricks.
Okay. So whatever it was, metal was wood. It was grass. Whatever that you sat down on. Old Rabbah. Afterwards, Rabbah came in subsequently and Teretzino. When he got in, he fixed it from Russian Teretz. He fixed it up and put it back. And Omar and Rabbah gave such a groan. He said, "Man, how did you come inside? Who's causing me all these tsaris? You know, it was causing me all these troubles. I'm not Rabbi Kiva's family. I hold like Rabbi Kiva. The armor of Chol Mokim also, even today, even though there's many, you should still have to be concerned." Rabbi Chananya Menachash, Oymer Rotzik, and his vocal, the Zakas, is Yisrael.